Well, enrollment season is in full swing at Minneapolis Public Schools, and a huge deadline is coming up here very shortly, in just a few days. February 7th is the big due date to for parents and guardians to submit requests for where they would like their student, their child to go in the fall of 2022. And here to discuss that and much more is Shakur Ali, who is an enrollment and retention specialist with Student Placement Services at Minneapolis Public Schools. Shakur, good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Yes, good to be here.
So we talked about February 7th. It's the due date for requests to be submitted for the, sort of that first first dibs, so to speak, on being enrolled into the school that you want. So why don't you talk a little bit about that and why that is such an important day?
It's an extremely important date because this is the only opportunity parents have to requesting a school that's outside of their community school. So if they are interested in a different community school, this is the only opportunity that they will get once the due date has passed. Students would mostly have to attend their community school or a magnet school. But if they are interested in a different community school other than their home community school, this is the only opportunity they get to request that school.
And so what is a lottery? Can you explain a little bit more about a lottery as it pertains to this?
Yes. So just to make it easier on the families, so they did a lottery process. They did not want to do a first come, first serve, you know, just to be more fair and transparent. So they just did a lottery process. So we know there are a lot of families that want to request for schools that are, you know, for a different community school other than the one that they live in. And so just to make it a fair process for all the families requesting that are coming from different neighborhoods requesting for these schools, just to make it fair, they did a lottery process. It is not first come, first serve. It started back in November. And the deadline, the cutoff date is February 7th. And so just to make it fair, they came up with the lottery process. And so a small percentage of students will be going into different community schools other than their own.
And who should be making sure that they do a school request?
So for sure, kindergarten, simply because a lot of them are starting that community school for the first time. So a lot of the grades that do move on to another school, so fifth, you know, students finishing up fifth grade, going into sixth grade. Also, parents should make requests for students who are going into their freshman year of high school. There are other schools that they're interested in. Once a student is in a school, they do not need to make any requests. They roll over automatically in that school. So let's say they start South High School. You do not need to make any more requests. They will automatically roll over. But if they are in eighth grade and you want them at a different community school other than your community school, this is the only opportunity they get to request.
And how do they submit the request? What's the best way to do that, to go about that?
Two ways they can do it. They can either, so the most requested way is through the online. And so they can go to our website. They go to, they just Google Minneapolis Public Schools or go to exploremps.org. So they can make the request there. Or they can also come into the office located 1250 West Broadway, North Minneapolis at the Davis Center.
And what about people who need to turn in a request on paper if they're not able to do it online?
Yep, no worries. Yeah, they can pick up the forms at any school and they can just bring it to us at the Davis Center.
And students who don't get their request in by February 7th, I know you kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier, but how are they considered in the enrollment process?
So it depends. Are they requesting for a community school other than their own? If they are looking for a different community school other than their own, they will not get in after the cutoff date.
And what can parents with preschool age children be doing to prepare for school? Certainly as we get towards, you know, we still have to finish this school year, of course, but as they're preparing for Next fall, in fall 2022, what should parents of preschool age children be doing to sort of prepare themselves to enroll their kids into school?
Good question. So preschool, they need to do two things. So screening is mandatory. They will have to get in touch with our screening department. So every student needs that. And then also just make a request. So even if it's for their community school, just make a request, make sure it's in there. Just get it done. Make the right request, school that you're interested in. And then you'll receive the letters and also an email in March, letting the families know which school the student got in. It'll also let them know when to reach out to the school so they can help them finish the registration process. So they'll already know when, what classes, all those things for the fall.
All right. Wonderful information, Shakur. Thank you so much for the time. Shakur Ali, Enrollment and Retention Specialist with Student Placement Services at Minneapolis Public Schools. Shakur, thank you so much for the time.
Yes, you're very welcome.
And of course, if you are still looking to enroll your child, there's still a little bit of time. February 7th is that deadline for first dibs, but you can still, if you miss that deadline, there's still an opportunity for you. Just visit exploremps.org for more information.